For most of the country, 1970 was a year of upheaval and change. But in the house on Magnolia Drive, everything was orderly and quiet. Inside, 10-year-old Tully Hart sat on a cold wooden floor, building a Lincoln log cabin for her little kittles, who were asleep on tiny pink Kleenexes. If she were in her bedroom, she would have had a Jackson 5 45 in her clothes and play. But in the living room, there wasn't even a radio. Her grandma didn't like music much, or television, or board games. Mostly, like now, grandma sat in her rocking chair by the fireplace, doing needlepoint. She made hundreds of samplers, most of which quoted the Bible. At Christmas time, she donated them to the church, where they were sold at fundraisers. And Grandpa? Well, he couldn't help being quiet. Ever since his stroke, he just stayed in bed.